Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Claire. Oh my god. Oh god. My head feels like it's gonna be crushed in with a brick. Oh my god. Is that a yes or a no when answering your phone? Okay. Okay, hi, Adam. I'm good. Feeling great. Yeah, nope, she's asleep right now. Why not? I mean, I don't know, it's pretty soon after the breakup, so maybe... No, as far as I know, you definitely broke up. I'm not trying to create my own truth here. This isn't The Secret. Okay, I am too hungover to be having this conversation. No, she didn't mix acetaminophen with alcohol. We only damaged our livers with booze, so obviously much safer. I am not a bad influence, all right? So, no, you're the bad influence, okay? Sorry, I have a huge headache. Adam, just stop talking. Stop. I will get her to call you back. No, I'm not telling her that. Okay, yes, I will get her to eat breakfast, but it'll be something greasy, okay? Yeah, we're at the house. Adam, I am not in the mood to get her yogurt. Her gut flora will be fine, okay? Oh my god. Okay, she's gonna call you. Bye. Okay.
Judith, am I dreaming or were you just having a heated conversation with my ex?
Less heated and more just kind of vaguely clammy, but... Okay, I need some clarification here. Hang on. You did actually break up with him, right? He said that you disappeared and hadn't responded to any of his texts for, like, 48 hours.
Can we discuss this over brunch?
I don't think so.
Can we get McMuffins?
Claire. Oh my god. Okay, I don't care how boring or overbearing or whatever Adam is. You can't just... ghost him.
Can't I? It's been working so far.
It's weird at best and incredibly rude in general, and come on, man, you're better than this.
Okay, fine. Don't give me that look. I don't like confrontation, and the other day he was all like, have you thought about the future? And I was all like, no, that's terrifying. And he goes, well, we're both getting older, and you've always wanted kids. And I said, yeah, but not like right this minute. And then the conversation got kind of heated and I panicked and I told him that I don't think I ever want kids and especially not with him.
Oof, yikes.
Yeah. not what he wanted to hear, I think. He didn't, like, yell or anything. He just got really quiet and sad, and I sort of lost my nerve. And then he had to go to work, so he was like, we'll finish this later. And I really didn't want to finish it later, so I just packed a suitcase and bailed.
Wow, okay. This whole thing is a lot more of a mess than I originally thought.
I know, but it's just so complicated. And oh God, what now?
Does Adam have this address?
No, I definitely didn't give him the address so he could get his dad to do a safety check. Except, yep, I did that.
Okay, you know what? This is a good thing, or it's a thing. So you need to end this properly, not by just disappearing into the night like a bad date.
Judith, wait. Can't I just ignore my problems? It's been working. Sort of.
Look, you just need to figure this out or else you'll always be running or just hiding in this house, I guess. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how are things? Can I speak to Claire? Oh, I brought yogurt.
Okay.
Oh, also, Judith, did you not notice the rod on this porch column? I don't know if it's load-bearing, but you shouldn't take that chance. It's cool. I can fix it. I just need to run to the hardware store to get some supplies, to make a temporary support post, and
then... Adam, just why don't you come inside? Claire is in the kitchen.
Honestly, I think we really need to take care of this porch issue sooner rather than later. I can't believe the two of you really slept here. I mean, someone could get impaled.
Hey, Claire, Adam's here, and I think it's time you two have a talk.
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
I'm going to get us some food and coffee, and you two figure this out, and I'll be back in a bit.
Claire, what's going on? Why haven't you returned my calls? And here, eat some yogurt.
Thanks.
So, what's going on? I know things have been difficult lately, but can we just talk about it? Let's go home and figure this out.
I'm really sorry, Adam, but I don't think I can... I don't think I want to come home right now.
What? Why not? Is it this place? You said you were going to sell it and invest the money. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you really want to live here, we could sublet the condo, but property taxes alone would...
No. It's you who said I should sell the place and invest the money. But... No, it's not the condo. It's me, okay? I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I don't know. God, I'm... Okay, what?
You don't want to be in a relationship with me?
It's not you, it's me?
Claire.
It's too much, okay? It's the future and the past, and it's all a big mess, and I don't know what to do. But being around you is really stressing me out, and I can't handle it.
You're not making any sense, Claire. Everything was fine a few weeks ago. Like, I understand it got really weird after that whole long-lost family thing and the house thing. And yeah, I probably should have had a better segue into a discussion about our possible future progeny, but freezing eggs is expensive. And have you been taking your anxiety medication? I brought the rest just in case.
Seriously, Adam? Not that it has to do with anything, but yes, I have been taking my meds.
Well, then why are you being like this? Are you sure that I can't just call Dr. Ranger or something?
Oh my God, you can't just call my therapist because I'm breaking up with you. I have anxiety disorder. It's not like I'm pretending vaccines are evil. I'm not illogical. Besides, what is this, 1952? I am not Betty Draper, and you are definitely not Don.
Don who? Is that from this gossip show thing you like?
Are you talking about Gossip Girl? No, Jesus, Adam. Don Draper. John Hamm. Mad Men. Do you even listen to me when I talk? You know what? Doesn't matter.
Claire, of course I listen. I know you like raspberries in your oatmeal. And, Oh, I know you wanted to go see that one pop star who's really popular on Instagram.
Do you really not know who Beyonce is?
I just need you to be rational.
I am being rational. Why wouldn't I be rational?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because you're babbling about this gossip gals and you just randomly ran away to move into a stranger's house with a rotten porch. Also, this place is freezing, which means there's probably a draft. I'll look into it in a bit. It could be a problem with the insulation.
Stop! Just stop it!
I don't want you to do this.
Do what, Adam? I don't need your permission to do anything.
Okay. If that's what you want, I'll go. But at least let me take you to Home Depot.
No, no. I am an adult. I can go by myself. I can get porch thingies. I can fix old planks. What I need is for you to leave.
Come on, Claire. You don't even like hanging up pictures. Besides, when have you used any tool before?
I don't care. I don't want to talk about tools right now. I want you to leave.
Okay. Okay. I can see that you're upset. I just wish you would let me help. But if that's what you really want, I can give you some space. And when you're ready to come home...
Adam, I'm not coming home. This is my home now, I guess.
Fine. Well, just fix the damn beams if you're gonna stay here. I'll email you the instructions.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I got breakfast, and it's very greasy, and there's probably a lot of things in here that's going to turn your gut flora into a scorched field, but are you okay? What happened?
I'm fine. I mean, no, I'm not fine. This just sucks. It really, really, really sucks.
Hey, come on, Lydia, no. Breakups are always hard.
Yeah, but that was not how I wanted to do this.
How did you want to do it?
I don't know. Just not like that. I sort of just hoped things would peter out and then I could walk away and no one would get hurt. I don't know. I guess a person can dream.
I'm sorry. I know you've been going through a lot lately. It's just, I don't know. You can't just leave and not tell your partner where you're going. It's a little extra and not in a fun way.
I know. You're right.
Here, you've earned this. I'm gonna take a shower.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it.
Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're recording.
So that was the rough audio from the first few nights that Claire took over the house. Today is January 29th, 2019, and here's where we stand. Almost 3 weeks ago, Claire became unreachable. Because of the radio silence, I reached out to her parents about my concerns, and they told me that she's at a yoga retreat somewhere in the Muskokas. But I'm not buying that. It's a yoga retreat in late January, and she's never really been a yoga person. Like, she went with me to a couple classes, but only because I told her I'd go camping with her if she did.
I can't picture you camping.
I don't know. It combines all of my least favorite things. Bugs, sleeping on the ground, unfamiliar noises, bears. I guess she spoke to her boss about taking time off for a while so she could downward dog in some off-season faux new age bougie cabin in the woods. But, like, I don't know. It just doesn't scan. And I don't know. Last time I saw her, she just looked like she was about to break. And I'm getting desperate because I asked Owen to see if he could track Adam down.
He responded to a text. It just said that he was fine and that he had heard from Claire and that she was fine and they were all fine, which made all of it sound very, very far away from being fine.
Yeah, and I can't really go to the police because there's no way they'd believe me. Like, oh no, a 30-year-old woman had a breakdown and went on a yoga retreat? Just kidding, there's a solid chance she's actually been affected by some sort of supernatural force. I don't know. God, that sounds... I think I feel like I'm losing my mind right now.
If you are, then I am not too far behind at this point.
Did you ever end up listening to that messed up recording from last week?
Yeah... It doesn't even play at all, so I guess I could try and recover it, but...
It's not important.
Yeah.
So there's one thing I haven't mentioned yet, and that's that I got desperate, and I started reading Claire's journal, which I feel like the worst for doing, but I went into her desk at the office, and I found it jammed at the back. And I didn't know she kept one, but it's definitely her handwriting. And I know it's an invasion of her privacy, but, like, okay. Claire, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but, like, just listen to this. I can hear someone crying at night. She's trapped here. She needs my help. That sounds crazy, but I hear her. Maybe I should run, but I can't. I don't think I want to. It's a dream. I'm terrified, but my feet won't move. I'm sinking into this place. It's like I'm being held here by something I can't see. I'm being smothered. I don't remember the last time I slept through the night. I keep waking up to the sound of a woman weeping. I'm so tired, but she is so loud. That doesn't sound like something a yoga retreat's gonna fix.
No, it sounds like something maybe an exorcist should fix.
Am I missing something? This could be something actually serious, and then, I don't know, I'm out here running around treating it like I'm a Ghostbuster.
I mean, either way, it's bad. Like, real bad.
Okay. Let's pull up some more of the recordings. What else do we have?
All right. Here's one of Claire's from early September.
Okay. How does this work? Testing. Testing. Okay. Hi, I guess I'll just channel Judith. Hi, everyone. Nope, no, that feels weird. How does she do this? Okay, let's try this again. Hi, everyone who's listening. I'm probably still only six of you. Claire here. I have a few updates on the house. It's Saturday, September 8th. I officially took possession about a week ago, but I'm squatting on Judith's couch. Anyway, Judith and I are doing an unspeakably courageous thing. We woke up at 9 a.m. and we're going to Home Depot and IKEA in the suburbs on a goddamn Saturday. If that wasn't enough, all the university students are also returning right now. I swear, if she wasn't my closest friend, I would suspect that she's actually trying to lure me into hell or something. But I don't know. We're planning to buy some wallpaper removing supplies, so some primer, paint rollers, caulking guns, I don't know, like Swedish meatballs. And hey, screw you, Adam. Look at me. I can be handy. I can do anything that I want to do because YouTube tutorials exist. Yeah, so anyway, so Judith and I are gonna defeat a bunch of hideous wallpaper in my, I don't know, possibly haunted house. I really didn't think this was where I'd be at this point in my life. It's too early for an existential meltdown. I should make coffee or something.
Hey, you recording?
Gotta update the fan. Where's your coffee maker?
Oh, I broke my French press and then never replaced it. I really only drink tea at home anyways.
Oh, well, I can't live here then. Because tea is not gonna cut it. I'm gonna do a coffee run. You want anything?
Soy chai latte?
Gross.
You're gross.
Okay. So I'm being demoted to intern. And goodbye, everyone. It's time for me to go fetch coffee and, I don't know, pick up Judas dry cleaning. Also, I'm buying you a new French press. Okay, I don't mean to sound dramatic, but wallpaper is the worst thing in the entire world.
I guess it's a good arm workout. No, that's not true. What were people thinking when they wallpapered everything?
Right? And by the way, you say that about everything. You'd probably say that if you got buried in an avalanche, like, oh, well, at least my arms are getting nice and toned.
Hey, I'm a glass half full kind of person, although I'm a little worried that the glass is half full of spit. Anyways, hi and welcome to Yes, In My Backyard. Today we're looking at how to remove wallpaper from walls. Layers and layers of it. Every time I think we're at the actual wall, there is more paper.
I think this might actually be hell.
Well, yeah, but we survived Home Depot.
Barely.
Claire and I have been scraping for a few hours, and once you get past the onion-like layers of ugly floral paper, there is an awful lot of creepy graffiti underneath here. And apparently, a door.
Yeah, it turns out there's a door wallpapered over in that room in the attic that definitely isn't haunted by a ghost that's gonna come out and murder us all later.
It's probably just a closet.
Well, we tried the knob, but it was locked. I have a bunch of random keys from the lawyer, so we can try them again later. But we're gonna wait until we get the feelings back in our arms, and you know, this is all a little bit too flowers in the attic for me.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to do some investigating about the history of the house.
So, in sum, this house has a weird attic and a spooky basement. I really hit the jackpot, didn't I?
Yeah, you got something that's creepy from top to bottom, but hey, we haven't even really been in the basement too much yet, so I don't know, maybe once you get past all the spiderwebs, there's a really neat games room or a wet bar.
Yeah, that just sounds like a man cave. Ooh, if I inherited a man cave, I'm gonna start, like, wearing hockey jerseys and drinking Labatt 50, and I'm gonna talk about winter tires.
Serious question, Claire. Have you ever met a man before?
Yeah. Anyway, so we snapped a bunch of pictures of the graffiti for reference, and we're planning to plug in the words to Google Translate. I mean, I wanna know what they mean before we paint over them.
Yeah, I mean, we could try that. Is there an option to translate Latin scripture from hell into English?
I mean, if you have a better idea.
I mean, you could just leave it up. The witchy aesthetic thing is super in, and we can just paint your nails black and call it a day.
Oh, that is perfect. I have always wanted my house to have a real, like, welcome, I'm a serial killer kind of a vibe.
Well, in that case, we can just get you another live, laugh, love wall decal. Those are just as scary.
Yeah, my mom bought me that. I don't know why. Changing subjects. I'm gonna plug that big one over there into Google Translate. And what do you know? There is a Latin option. Where was this when I was making up MSN screen names?
They could have been so much deeper.
Okay. So according to this, it says, et per ignem.
And a fire.
In anum diem.
In one God.
Cum pura nomina.
With pure names.
Abstulit et conserget.
Will rise.
Producam ignem.
I will produce a fire.
Fieri unum.
One possible.
Malcolm Moloch.
Moloch.
Okay. I have one question, and that's, what the hell does that mean?
What was that?
Sounds like something fell.
Huh, okay. Okay, I'm gonna make us some tea or something. Ew, stupid house centipede. Ugh, stupid plumbing. Oh my god, what is that? Holy shit! Get off! Where the hell are these coming from? Oh my god, what is that? Holy shit! Get off!
Claire, are you okay? Hey, what's going on?
Oh my god, what is going on in here?
Just get some raid or bleach or like a flamethrower or whatever.
Okay, oh my god, I hate this. There are so many house centipedes.
Why do they have so many legs? Nothing needs that many legs.
How are there so many of these? Did they come out of the sink? How do they fit in the pipes?
Are they off me? Can you check?
Yeah, I think you're fine.
I think we're out of bug spray.
Oh, okay, let's not use that sink for a bit because clearly it's just some sort of horrifying nightmare place, and I don't know about you, but I think I want like a glass of wine or like the entire bottle.
That is a good idea.
Did something else fall? Where is that coming from?
Did you close that window?
I couldn't find an open one.
It sounds like it's coming from the door. What do?
Let's go check it out?
No. It's like you've never seen a horror movie in your life.
I've seen at least one.
Here, take this.
Claire, I am not waving around a butcher knife like some kind of lunatic.
Fine, then I will.
Okay, there's someone out there. He's got a hoodie on, and... Oh my god, I think he has a bat? Is that a piece of wood? Claire, don't!
Get out of here, you bastard! I have a knife!
Oh, Claire, what the hell?
Adam! Jesus, what are you doing out here?
I just wanted to fix the porch. It's very dangerous, and you guys weren't starting on it, even though I recommended it quite strongly, so I brought my tools over.
Okay, you have no right to be out here trying to fix my porch.
Yeah, come on, man, just give us time, okay? We'll just get to the damn porch eventually. Hey, Claire, can I just remind you that you're still waving a knife around in public?
Oh, right, sorry. I guess I got a little carried away. I'm a little frazzled after getting attacked by a million stupid, gross house centipedes.
I'm sorry, what attacked you?
House centipedes, like tons of them. They were in the drain and then they just spilled out everywhere and I can still feel them.
Adam, this is not a good time. So first, let's just all put down our potentially fatal weapons because both of you are in weird headspaces and you don't need to be holding hammers or knives or anything.
Fine.
Second, what are you doing? Why are you fixing the porch? Did you think we just wouldn't notice? You can't come over here and start hammering away and hoping you can fix your relationship by putting down new floorboards or something.
Actually, it's the main support post, but that's fine. I'm just gonna do a few things.
Adam!
Come on, man.
Fine, I'm sorry. But seriously, Claire, I don't think you're okay.
I'm fine.
No, your anxiety is making you act irrational, and you were just attacked by bugs, apparently. Are you sure you just don't want to come home now?
No. I am good. I will deal with this porch on my own, and the insects, and any other shit that comes up.
I wish you would just come home.
Don't start.
Look, I don't think this is the time. She needs space, you need space. Everyone needs, like, a whole galaxy worth of space.
Can I at least come in and take a look around? I mean, if the porch is like this, then don't get me started on the state of the joists and the baseboards. Have you checked the baseboards for rot? What if there's mold? That could be airborne, and before you know it, it's in your lungs, and that's...
Come on, man.
You know what? Fine, it's fine. Just come in.
I am too tired and too stressed to deal with this right now. There is wine, and I am going to drink it. And you can ogle the baseboards and make sure all the windows are locked or whatever. And, you know, if you see any bugs, kill them. But after that, you are going home by yourself.
Okay. Okay. I'll take it. Is the wine organic?
Don't push it.
Look, let's just get inside before someone calls the cops on the angry people with makeshift weapons, which is both of you. Welcome to the neighborhood, Adam.
I'm shocked you didn't burn the place down after that.
What, due to Adam trying to replace beams in secret or the house centipede flood? It would have saved us trouble either way. Listen, it's getting late. I think we should wrap up.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, have you been able to get that last file working? The one from the night that we were all at Claire's place?
No. I took a look, but I'll try again. I'll see if I can recover anything.
Cool. That's it for now.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Sound. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Parkdale Haunt. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/parkdalehaunt. Get merch at tpublic.com/user/parkdale-haunt. Link, transcripts, and more are available at parkdalehaunt.com. Featuring the voices of Alex Nursall, Emily Kellogg, Ian Bodie, and Carson Pinch.